Hi, this is a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. I am somewhere north of Fairbanks, Alaska, owner of Happy Creek Farm. And I'm in the bee barn right now. The temperature outside is 31 degrees Fahrenheit. It is March 30th. I have hives out on my deck in a hive pod, I'm calling it, that I built that's 12 feet long, 3 feet wide, 3 feet deep, 3 feet tall. In there, I've got it insulated and I've got tar paper lining everything. I've got a heater in there to keep things at a good temperature. I just couldn't leave my bees in the bee barn anymore. Lots of people leave their bees hived up until April. And that is one of the most dangerous months for us because our bees have been hived up since October.
This is the time of year that I need to do a necropsy on any of the dead out hives, the hives that didn't make it through the winter. The difference between an autopsy and a necropsy is that an autopsy is done on humans, whereas a necropsy is done on animals. So I'm in my bee barn and I've got my hive tool, I've got Ziploc bags, I've got a Sharpie, a broom and dustpan, a trash bin, pencil, and my phone. I'm going to start by looking at my records and figuring out when is the last time I knew that these colonies were alive. So that's one of the benefits of overwintering indoors, is that I've been able to check them through the winter. Just about all of them were alive towards the end of February, which was great. Since they were alive, knowing that hives that die in the fall or early of the season typically die from varroa, and colonies that die during the winter typically die from either moisture, varroa, starvation, cold, that can kind of help me rule things out. So I'm going to start from the top down, and I'm going to remove the lids. Under the lids, I have a sugar board. A sugar board is dry sugar. The moisture that builds up inside the hive melts it just a touch so the bees can access it if they move through all their stores. In the hives I'm looking at, all the bees have made it into the sugar board, which is great. So that means no early fall deaths. These bees died after February. There are some bees on the outside of the hive, most bees on the inside of the hive. Bees on the outside of the hive can be dead because of Nosema virus, maybe exposure to the mosquito sprays we have up here, which affects their ability to thermoregulate. My concern is those bees, but also the ones that are dead in the hives. So I'm going to lift up the sugar board that is full of bees and look through the frames and see if I see any bees in the frames. In some of the hives I do, and some of the hives I don't. Some of them that are in head first and died that way likely died of starvation. Now, all of my hives had enough stores. However, I had some temperature fluctuations during the winter where my heater went off because bees that flew out of the hive flew towards the heater and busted the coils. I track humidity and temperature with these little Govee monitors, and I have some graphs that show me when the temperature dipped down. The lowest is in the high 20 degree Fahrenheit range. My hives are polystyrene, so they've got built-in insulation. But there were those cold periods, which caused stress on the bees. I'm looking through the dead bees that are between the hives. The ones that aren't in head first are mostly at the bottom. I'm looking for the queen. If a queen died, the colony's gonna die. I'm also looking to see if there are any eggs or brood present and see if there are any queen cups, because that would tell me that the queen died and the workers were preparing to make another queen cell. So I'm looking at the brood. I'm gonna see, is it smelly? Is it discolored? When the bees get hived up in the winter, they are full of adult bees that are gonna naturally die off due to aging. Then there's also winter bees, and those are going to hatch while they're hived up. So those are the younger bees. I'm looking to see in these piles of dead bees if the bees are older, larger, maybe a little bit of wing damage, or if they're small bees, tiny. We don't get fall brood up here, so I don't have to worry about that being the culprit. We do have mites and Nosema. I'm checking the hive for any moisture on the inner cover and on the walls and on the top to see if there was excess moisture in the hive, not enough ventilation. I'm going to look for if the bees that are between the frames are clustered or not, and if it's single cluster or are there more clusters. There might not have been enough bees in the colony to sustain warmth during the winter. So something to keep in mind. My last podcast was on thermodynamics and how a hive loses heat during the winter. And going into winter, all of these hives had full frames of stores, which meant that there was a lot for them to eat, but also it was easier for them to stay warm. Now, towards the end of the year, those stores are gone, which leaves a lot of dead airspace. And also the colonies are much smaller, so it's much more difficult for them to keep warm. That would have gone hand in hand with the drop in temperature that I had. Sometimes when there's a sudden drop in temperature, the bees that are not clustered are unable to reform a cluster quickly in order to stay warm. And I imagine that has happened. What else am I going to look for? I'm looking for brown, drippy stains inside the hive box and outside the hive box. Inside the hive box means they've had to defecate inside, and bees don't want to defecate inside their hive. They'll do anything they can to avoid that. If there is defecation inside the hive, and I see that there is on some of these hives, it could be Nosema or it could be dysentery. They are not the same thing, so I'm going to scrape them off and also use the dead bees to look under my microscope and see if the bees had Nosema. So that's what I'm moving on to next, is taking samples and finishing looking through the dead hives. My rates this year, where I went in with 16 colonies, 10 survived, so I lost 6. So I want to figure out why, because I don't want to lose any. Replacing colonies every year is expensive and needless. And we've got to learn more about our bees and why they die in the winter, especially up here in the subarctic, so that we can keep them alive and do a better job as beekeepers.
So I'm in the bee barn now. It's a little bit stinky from the dead bees, so the hives that didn't make it. I adopted some colonies last fall from people who did not want to overwinter or did not know how. And what I quickly noticed, unfortunately, even though all my colonies were cleaned from mites because I'd been treating them, the bees that I took in were not. And within a week or so, they infected my hives with varroa. So I ended up actually doing a oxalic acid treatment the very day that I put them in the bee barn in October, in hopes of having some sort of positive impact. So right now I am scooping up dead bees from each hive, sticking them in Ziploc bags, labeling them for which hive they came from, so that I can track why these particular bees died. If it was mites, if it was Nosema, which I don't suspect because I've tested for Nosema through the winter, or what else would have killed them. I am noticing amongst the dead bees a lot of little baby bees. Not happy about that. And I'm noticing just about all the bees had come up into the top level of sugar cake, which means they had gotten through their stores, were eating the sugar cake, so they died not too long ago. According to my records, the majority of the hives were alive when I checked them in February, at the end of February. Now, bringing them out in March, some of those hives that were alive are dead. Want to find out what went wrong and why, so I can correct for next year. That's all I've got for today. I've got to get back to the sampling. Hope you're taking care of yourself and taking care of your bees. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights reserved.